Sonia Firstenau stepped down as BC Green Party leader on Tuesday, 3 months after failing to win a seat in the fall provincial election. Green MLA Jeremy Valeriote, representing Vancouver seat Sky, will become interim leader until a leadership race set to take place in September. Firstenau, 54, an MLA since 2017 and party leader since 2020, made the announcement at the Inn at Laurel Point in James Bay. "My transition is full of joy and love, and I am deeply committed to the success of the party," said Firstenau, adding she has no plans to re-enter politics but may return to teaching in the future. "I feel like I gave it everything I had, and I'm proud of what I've accomplished, and I'm very comfortable with moving back into private life." Firstenau, who had represented the riding of Cowichan Valley before moving to Victoria for family reasons, ran in Victoria Beacon Hill in the October 19, 2024, provincial election, but lost to incumbent NDP Cabinet Minister Grace Lohr. Just two Green MLAs were elected: newcomers Jeremy Valeriote, a geological engineer and former Gibson's councillor, and retired lawyer Rob Botterell, representing Saanich North and the Islands. Both MLAs said Tuesday they do not intend to run in the leadership race, meaning the next leader will not have a seat in the legislature until possibly the next provincial election or unless a by-election occurs. Firstenau stayed on to assist with the transition and to help negotiate a 4-year cooperation agreement with the NDP, which won the election with a slim majority of 47 seats to the BC Conservative Party's 44 seats. The agreement talks about expanded mental health care coverage, more community health centers, more nonprofit housing, updating the Clean BC Climate Plan, and strengthening protection for old growth forests. "Did we get everything we wanted, for example our whole platform? Nope," said Firstenau. "But considering the circumstances that we were negotiating with the party with a bare majority, but a majority nonetheless, I'm very proud of the commitments in the agreement." Firstenau said she's confident that Valeriote and Botterell will hold government to its word. She rejected the idea Tuesday that the BC Greens have stalled and said the party, despite only electing 5 MLAs over the last decade, has demonstrated the value of a third party in the BC legislature that is focused on finding solutions and working across party lines. "We've shown that politics doesn't have to be a binary choice," said Firstenau. "I think we've really demonstrated how critical and how essential the BC Greens are." Firstenau thanked a long list of volunteers and constituency and legislature staff, campaign and leadership teams, and more. "To all of these teams, to everybody along the way, please know my heart bursts with love for all of you," she said. Molly McKay, the BC Green Party's interim executive director, said the rules for the upcoming leadership contest will be released in February. Applications will be open until May and voting is expected to occur in mid to late September. The speech from the throne is scheduled for February 18 and the legislature resumes sitting the following day, with the provincial budget set for March 4. Firstenau was raised in Edmonton, where her parents moved from Victoria so her father could pursue his master's degree and PhD, but spent summers on Vancouver Island and returned by age 20 to attend the University of Victoria. She earned her teaching degree in 2009 and taught at various Victoria schools. The married mother of a blended family of 5 later took a teaching job in Shawinigan Lake. While there, she successfully fought, over several years, for the cancellation of a waste discharge permit that allowed a quarry upstream from Shawinigan Lake to store contaminated soil. "I never aspired to be an elected official," said Firstenau. "But, 11 years ago, I felt no choice but to do all that I could to try to protect Shawinigan Lake's drinking water." Firstenau said she and Mary Pollock, the BC Liberal Environment Minister at that time, became close friends, an example of working across party lines. Firstenau became a Cowichan Valley Regional District Director, and months after the environmental permit was pulled in 2017, she was elected as a Green MLA for Cowichan Valley, alongside Adam Olson in Saanich North and the Islands. The two joined then BC Green leader Andrew Weaver, and the trio became kingmakers in signing a confidence and supply agreement, effectively propping up the John Horgan-led NDP and toppling the governing BC Liberals after a 16-year run. In 2020, Weaver stepped down and Furstenow became leader. The NDP blindsided the BC Greens with a snap election and won a majority. Olson, who attended the announcement on Tuesday and who Furstenow referred to as being like a brother, announced prior to the fall provincial election that he would not be running again, citing family reasons. Furstenow, who became a grandmother in early December, lives in Victoria with her family, all of whom she thanked for their love and support, especially husband Blaise Salmon. "My family is my bedrock," she said. Seharnet at TimesColonist.com.